O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Romans 7, verses 12 through 25. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to This Is How We Know What Love Is by Antoine Bradford, Jasmine Mullen, Lucy Grimble, Mitch Wong, and Stefan Cashwell. In this beautifully simple call and response, the lead vocalist sings short melodic phrases, which are echoed by an ensemble of voices. The straightforward text reminds us how uncomplicated the truth of Christ's love is, making the song a perfect one to sing as a congregation or teach to a young believer.
Romans chapter 7, verses 12 through 25. So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and just and good. Therefore, did what is good become death to me? Absolutely not. But sin, in order to be recognized as sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that through the commandment sin might become sinful beyond measure. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold as a slave under sin. For I do not understand what I am doing, because I do not practice what I want to do, but I do what I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, I agree with the law that it is good. So now I am no longer the one doing it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my flesh. For the desire to do what is good is with me, but there is no ability to do it. For I do not do the good that I want to do, but I practice the evil that I do not want to do. Now, if I do what I do not want, I am no longer the one that does it, but it is the sin that lives in me. So I discover this law. When I want to do what is good, evil is present with me. For in my inner self, I delight in God's law. But I see a different law in the parts of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and taking me prisoner to the law of sin in the parts of my body. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I myself am serving the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin.
Think of those times when you're torn between two warring impulses, the conviction that you should choose what's healthy and good and what pleases God, versus doing what you know you shouldn't do, what is unhealthy, that which dishonors God. It could be an addiction, a negative pattern of relating, or invasive thoughts that are hard to quiet, or simply it's running away from what God wants toward what you want. Well, as Paul faces these dilemmas, he asks, can the law deliver us from our worst aspects? He says, most decidedly, it can't. You see, the law revealed sin to be utterly sinful, showing that it's not just our conscience, but God's command that says, for example, do not covet. So that perfect and holy law then defines sin, but it also stirs it up. It even provokes our imperfections. When we hear don't covet, perhaps we covet more. Paul says in verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold as a slave under sin. He doesn't completely understand what he's doing. Because I do not practice what I want to do, but I do what I hate. We can relate to this. Maybe it's a comment that you wish you hadn't made, or an opportunity to care that you passed up and you're not sure why. Paul continues, on the other hand, the good I want to do, I do not do. Instead, the evil that I don't want to do, I keep on doing. Think of examples. There's grumbling born of discontentment, quiet resentment or passive aggressiveness. Perhaps you avoid difficult people, or you do what is explicitly asked, but not with a willing and cheerful heart. And so we're aware of the civil war within. And the battle actually becomes more pronounced when you become a Christian, because you want to please Christ and know Him better. But you have these vestiges of sin that pull you in the other direction. Your renewed self in Christ wants to love God and His law. But your sin goes against your deepest identity, pulling you away. And so the more you become like Christ, the more you're grieved when you don't act or think or relate like Christ. And so this battle between the inner person that's renewed in Jesus versus our remaining sinful impulses, how does it make us feel? Well, it makes us weary, even exasperated. What are we supposed to do? Well, Paul asks the question far more desperately in verse 24, what a wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Who will deliver me? He says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so take Paul's question and answer and turn it into a prayer. Who will deliver me from this body of death that wants to wander from you, God? Thank you, Father, for saving me, for delivering me through Jesus Christ, my Lord. He is my only help and my only rescue. Friends, jump off the runaway train of self-reliance and the self-recrimination that comes from trying to do the right thing simply by sheer moral effort, and land on the safe ground of what Christ has done for you and who you are in Him. Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Heavenly Father, you made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Look with compassion upon the heartfelt desires of your servants, and purify our disordered affections, that we may behold your eternal glory in the face of Christ Jesus, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.